My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Morning, Tone.
Hey, Kenny, what's up?
Tough talking Tone.
Oh, you know it, Kenny. Is that true? There's football tonight?
Oh, do we do the big media? Ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, here it is.
We have made it to football.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is here.
The drought is over.
The countdown has finished. We are here. You gonna watch tonight? You should listen tonight on 92.3 The Fan.
Of course. Who's playing?
It is the Texans and the Chicago Bears.
Ooh.
What do you mean, ooh? We honor Andre Johnson
from
the Houston Texans. We honor Steve Mongo McMichael. And why am I drawing a blank? Who's the other Chicago Bear, for the love of God? Somebody else help me.
Mike Ditka.
No, Devin Hester. Thank you. Oh.
So,
I mean, yeah, Mike Ditka was a Chicago Bear, but
we were in this game last year.
I think a Saints Ditka.
And I'd already forgotten that.
There's a host in town who thinks the Saints Ditka. Go ahead.
I had already forgotten that, yeah, Joe Thomas was in last year, so that's why we were in the Hall of Fame game last year.
Yeah.
And I don't remember anything from the Hall of Fame game last year.
Oh, what you happened? Don't?
No.
I remember Dorian Thompson-Robinson played exceedingly well in the Hall of Fame game last year. Because everybody was like, Josh Dobbs. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson played well, and they were like, get rid of this guy.
You don't remember when the lights went out?
No, I don't.
That's a night that the lights went out in Canton. Sorry, I'm done.
I swear to God, I do not remember that.
I don't remember when the lights went on either. Are you talking about another game, or was that last year?
No, there was the chance that we almost didn't play the game because the lights, there was an issue there.
To start the fourth quarter,
there's always
going to
be.
Like,
I remember I told you the one time they when the field like didn't cure,
mm-hmm.
and somebody wrote that article about like, oh, let's just get rid of the Hall of Fame.
Well, that game. I remember. I remember that there seemed to be, and it wasn't a huge uprising. It wasn't a huge consensus or anything. But a bunch of people are like, why are we still playing this game in Canton? Let's get in a normal football stadium, and we have upgraded. The Canton experience.
It's pretty normal football stadium
right,
now.
Right.
That's very
which
nice
was
stadium.
Which was huge. It was important. It was. Yes. Was that because of Tom Benson? Was that his funding that led to that?
Yeah.
I mean, that was huge.
He was gonna get himself a statue somehow, and he got it.
Because I could see them yanking that game and saying, all right, we have professionals, even if these guys aren't on the team necessarily or they have guaranteed roster spots, we can't have a potential comedy of errors go down because it's a high school football stadium. Even though it was a much nicer than your run-of-the-mill high school football
Well, you know,
stadium.
I get very defensive, so I don't want to get all nasty.
No, I get it.
I understand. I get very defensive about that game. I get very defensive about all the festivities in the entire weekend. So everybody who's going down, have a good time. And if you're not, you can always listen to it, 92.3 The Fan, because it's a fantastic football game. You won't get to see Caleb Williams. You will get to see...
Well, he'll be there, right?
Tyson Badgett. Oh, yeah, I mean, he'll be there. But
wasn't there a Hall of Fame game where like somebody's brand new draft pick didn't even make the trip?
Oh, I'm sure there's been a couple actually. In the days of the holdout? Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
But I imagine he will definitely be there.
The Hall of Fame game, we used to have tickets every single year, same seats. They were right on the aisle, which were good, but it sucked at the same time because Like, my whole life now, if I'm going to a game, it's all aisle. Give me an aisle. I need an aisle. Give me an aisle. I need a way to stick my left or my right foot out into the, like, I'm not, like, out there trying to trip people, but I got to have a little bit of space, right? So I got to find an aisle seat. If I can't find an aisle seat, I might not go. If I'm getting the tickets, I can't find an aisle. Nope. No, thank you. I'm not. Excuse me. Pardon me. Nope. I don't want to do it. They were right on the aisle. They were good seats, but I think in a lot of other games, like, people sit. Nobody sits during the Hall of Fame game. They were always up and down. And so, like, you got people always, and, like, my uncle would get upset because he always got the tickets. Yeah, these people come here just to eat. That's all they do. They come here to eat. That's all they do is they come here to eat. That's all they are. One guy got drunk. There were, which Viking? The Vikings were in town once. I remember I saw Chris Carter on the sidelines. And some drunk, like, fell down the steps. I didn't even think they served alcohol at Fawcett Stadium. I think he was, like, tailgating.
Oh, so he?
Yeah. And then did
it. He was resourceful. He figured it out.
Yeah. So, I mean, if you want to get a taste, there's always a way you can find one. But he fell, like, down the steps. My dad used to do this thing where, like, the shirt would just be over his shoulders and that's it. And he'd be
like
shirtless. Basically, yes, nice. In a way. And he was yelling for...
That was his gimmick? His stage gimmick?
That was dad's gimmick. And then he would yell for... he was yelling for... paramedics to come up. The paramedics had to come up and get him. It was a whole thing. They brought the gurney up and everything. He fell, cut his head, drunk, just soused.
The meat wagon.
Yeah, brought in the meat wagon, up the steps. Those were some good... Told you the Al Davis story? Have I told you that enough, or do I have to tell it again? You want me to tell it again? I can tell it again.
Go ahead.
I'm coming up the hill. Back in the old days, at old Fawcett Stadium, there was this big hill that went and humped around the, I think it goes east-west, or it was the west side, right? And that's where, like, they would, because there wasn't enough loge space then. There was plenty of loge space now, but there wasn't then. So they had this big tent thing going on. And they basically, he's in there in this tent, and he's just watching from the hill. Just watching underneath this tent. And he's sitting there in this chair, and there's people standing around him on the stage, and then there, because it like he had like a platform, like a stage thing, and he's sitting in the chair, and I remember there was all these like Stark County Sheriff's deputies like standing around him and highway patrolmen, like he was Goldberg getting ready to go to the ring. And I remember I saw him, and I always been an Al Davis fan, and I was like 12 years old or something like that. Dad's like, Kenny, there he is. And he was sitting there in this chair, looking like Dracula. I call, hi, Mr. Davis. He looks down at me and goes, what's up, guy? I was like, Mr. Davis just said hi. Then he died.
That's
years before
killed him.
And how old were you? Because that's a legend.
I was like 12 years
old. Yeah, that's a legendary guy to see. Everybody knew who Al Davis was if you paid attention to football.
Yeah.
He was like larger than life.
Yeah. I love telling those stories. You're going to have to shut me up. We're going to have to go somewhere else with it. I'm sorry.
No,
go ahead.
My only stories of the Hall of Fame game at all is just that 1999, their return when they played Dallas. We were all at a Champs, and we were standing on table dancing and going crazy because we have football again. And Tim Couch played in that game. You know who else kicked in that game? Phil Dawson.
That's a big day.
Yeah. Heck yeah.
Ty Detmer
played, and we won that game.
Right.
And we, because, you know, when you're, I think we were seniors in high school. Yeah, seniors in high school. I was a junior. My buddies were all seniors.
I was in middle school.
We were going nuts. And we didn't really know how football worked, like, to that extent. We knew the good players were and everything.
Yeah.
But we were like, yeah, why can't we go to the playoffs this year? Look at what Tim Couch just did. Because he was like 13 of 16.
Yeah, we didn't understand those things.
Yeah, didn't understand that, but literally who they were playing against.
You know what? People still do it. That's the thing of it. Like, again, like, well, this guy could start. He could do it. Because you do get, like, people, we latch on to stories. Like, you always heard, like, in the Brady six, Tom Brady goes out there during the fourth quarter of the Hall of Fame game, and it's just zip, 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 zip. And I think they were playing the 49ers that year, and Gino Carmazzi was taken in the third round, and Steve Mariucci tells a story. He's like, yeah, he went out there, and from the very first play, we all went, oh, no. He had no idea what to do.
No shot.
To the point where, like, he won't do media appearances now. Like,
oh, come on.
He won't. There's a lot of guys who own that stuff. He does not. He does not want to talk. That's it. Mm-mm. One of Hofstra's finest, and now they don't even have football anymore. Anyway, Jared Allen got an extension yesterday, and some people were really, really excited. The we're almost splitting the fan base here into those who want to keep the core four and those who definitely need change. There was some, because I said, hey, for the folks that were upset that he didn't take the cortisone shot allegedly, because we don't actually have that confirmed, I think. It seems that there were two people that had a problem with that, and they're no longer here.
Mm-hmm.
Coach and one player that we basically have on record there in a podcast. That's about it. And some people took umbrage with that because they felt that he should have taken the cortisone shot. And I go, well, this is apparently his team and the teammates that he still has didn't have a problem with that. I think that if there was such a problem, if Donovan Mitchell had a problem with it, maybe he would have been jettisoned. But I think there were some people who were upset that they were, quote unquote, keeping the core four. And Danny Cunningham went on the show yesterday on Afternoon Drive. Danny Cunningham, Cleveland Magazine, 92.3 The Fan, Locked on Cavs podcast. He said core four is here to stay for at least one more year, I believe. Let's go ahead and hit it.
This locks the Cavs into who they are for at least this upcoming season. The core four is going to be back, and I understand possibly being upset about that. But I also think what this does is this locks in Jarrett Allen at what I still believe to be under market value for him. Like, if Jarrett Allen were to hit free agency, I think he could get more money than what he agreed to with the Cavs today. Cavs are going to be similar to what they were last year. Maybe Kenny Atkinson can really bring some internal growth, but that's where I'm at with this.
I think he makes a great point on the second half of it. I think Jared Allen could command more. Do you agree with that in free agency?
Yeah. I don't know if it's a crazy amount more, because in the end he's still just a center in the NBA and not one that really shoots threes. But I think he's definitely continued to get better, which has been a really nice story.
I think Jared Allen certainly adds something to the offense. Now they've invested in Evan Mobley, obviously, so I don't know how those two will really fit together. So while I really like Jared Allen, I'm not married to Jared Allen where it's like he's untouchable, he can't be traded. And I do focus on, like, hey, there's a 6-month window after he signs where you can't trade him. The 6-month window ends just before the trade deadline. Just before. So technically, you could move on from him if you wanted to, correct? Correct, correct, correct. You took it a step further and you said, well, what's this mean for Darius Garland?
Yeah, I was surprised the reaction yesterday that, first of all, people that were either irate that they thought this meant that they were just running it back. That's all they're doing is running it back and hoping Kenny Atkinson fixes it. And then some people on the other end going, good, good. These guys had a down year. Darius Garland had a down year. So just allow him to have a good year again and the Cavs, everything will be fixed. And I don't believe that either. I mean, I think this is just a standard contractual thing that is going to allow them to have some flexibility, a little bit of flexibility. They did not have a ton of flexibility this past offseason.
No.
And I think that is a bigger reason why they didn't make any big trades. There were no names available. Remember, we were going over the names. I mean, how many did we come up with? And how many did any of the national NBA guys come up with? Brandon Ingram was like the only one. Well, trade deadline and then next offseason, there could be a slew of other names, or will be. It's not could be. There are going to be a slew of other guys that are either not happy where they are or their contracts tick another year closer to the end. And they're going to be way more primed to potentially make moves. So I think this is great for Jared Allen. I mean, if you think about his story, he's somebody who has been questioned in two different postseasons for two different reasons.
Mm-hmm.
He's been questioned about his toughness. And for him to still be able to get this contract just shows you how valuable he truly has been and how hard he has worked. And you can see it pay off just game by game. But I don't think this means anything about this is the Cavs for the next 5 years. And that, no, that's just not how really works at all.
See, because I don't know, you know, when you look at social media, I don't know if that's like the majority of people out there. Like I did get a gamut of Kobe's got to go. This is ridiculous because they want change. But I think we still go in circles and I think you just mentioned it kind of mirrors what we talked about with the Guardians yesterday. If there's no market, there's no market. What's the market for Darius Garland right now? I didn't think there was much of a market for Darius Garland, just like you said. So if there's not much of a, like, they're starting pitchers. Who has given up starting pitchers for what we had? And then we found out what the Yankees were concerned about Jack Flaherty's health. So that, I think that adds a little bit of zest to it, but we'll see as time goes on. So what was the market for Darius Garland? Doesn't seem like there's much of a market for Darius Garland because, again, there's plenty of teams out there. Are they going to trade the Cavs' problems to them because he is a, yes, he's an undersized point. Can he be a guy that helps out another wing? And then who do we get in return? Like, if somebody has their wing and they want their point, fine. But we want their wing. Well, they'd want their wing to play with Darius Garland, not the other way around. So now I got to get things figured out on who I'm going to actually trade this guy for. So the only reason I could see the core four staying throughout the entire year is that we get to February and that there is no trade possibility yet. I don't think the core four is staying throughout the entire season.
Yeah, I don't know.
Were to start off throughout, how many games do you get through the first core four, or through the first half of the season before the trade deadline? Say you go through like 55 games. Say you win 40 of those games somehow. I don't know if the core four stand. Yeah, maybe if you're 40 and 15, maybe that would be the case,
Alan,
but I'm not sure.
And I think Allen is still eligible. There'll still be like a week where he could be traded before the deadline.
Yes.
That he's locked in until then because of the contract extension. I just think it's a little foolish to assume that they love this group. I think it's more that they didn't have trade partners for Darius Garland. And now, well, you're not just going to trade a guy. So let's just see how it plays out, especially up until the deadline. I mean, if things go really south, then they're definitely going to make a trade. Like, I don't think this locks in anybody, but I could see them stick it out this season. And then again, if they lose in the first round of the playoffs, which looking at the top of the East, very much in play, then they'll make the trades then. But this does not mean they're committed to this team long term. And I think that's the one silly thing I saw yesterday that people thought this signified.
Kobe has said it many times over, which you're not going to say, yeah, we can't stand these guys. We need to trade them publicly. I don't think they even can't stand him. I think they probably like him, but they know that you probably need to get better.
Kind of, they loved Colin Sexton.
Yeah, they did.
Until it was time to move him out as quickly as possible.
Yeah, you love him until it's time to go.
Now the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima give their thoughts on what you might have missed about last night.
Absolutely incredible performance from new Cleveland Guardian, or soon to be Cleveland Guardian, their number one overall draft pick. Kenny, have you been following the Bazana Mania?
Yes. Is this mic going to work, or we just got... Yes, because he's in Lake County, and it's easy to do it because a lot of my Facebook friends are in Lake County to go see him play.
Oh, I thought you meant it's easy to do it, like anybody could go up there and swing away and hit grand salamis.
Oh, no. You said, are you following? And I said, No. Sorry, I was a little bit confused there. I'm following because he's the number one overall pick and because obviously he had a grand salami. Also, did you or did you not like, I'll take it away. When I said Travis Bazana, Travis Bazinga.
What?
I don't even watch that show.
What show was that from?
It was Big Bang Theory, but I always, you know, Bazinga is longer than that. But will people think of that show when I say it?
Yes, I think some people
then
will.
Then it's out. I strike it from the record, and I apologize to everybody on the show. Mitch probably liked that show, but I apologize to the other two.
Was it a good show, Mitch?
Seen one episode.
Did you like it?
It was fine.
And you never watched it again?
I fell asleep halfway through it. It was one of those cable watches.
I tried. Just didn't know. Was a no for me.
I mean, once in a while, so many people like something where I'm like, I got to give it a shot. I still haven't given it a shot.
Yeah, it's... People love it, and you guys can love it. That's fine. We don't have to agree on everything, huh?
Well, Bazana was 2 for 4, including this moment in time, which is something I think that he will remember for the rest of his life, courtesy of MILB-TV.
Worcester sets at the shoulders and throws. Bazana hammers it deep right field. This ball is history! Home run number one! For draft pick number one, and it's a grand slam.
Audio courtesy of, is that Curtis Danberg's kid?
Tyler.
Is that Tyler? With the big call, the grand slam. What a moment for Bazana. It seemed like the crowd was going nuts. Mitch, see if you can track down paid attendance. I would love to know.
That'd be great.
Do you think the groupies were all lined up?
Whoa. Easy.
Oh, I saw this firsthand in Syracuse.
Reckless speculation.
I saw it for Strasburg.
Oh, wait a minute.
I saw it for Bryce Harper.
I would see it at AA, but these are just pups here at Lake County.
Even easier access.
No. I remember I went to a few Scrappers games back in the day.
Yeah?
And there were none there.
Oh,
those are really young.
Remember the thing about groupies. They do their research. They are up on the up-and-coming potential superstars.
Are you talking about the guys who are trying to get autographs?
Oh, there's that too, but okay, that's not what I was talking about.
I was like, they do the same thing that you're talking about, so I don't, you know, what are you getting at there?
How many autographs do you think Bazana signed yesterday?
More than one, less than 10,000. But he probably signed quite a few.
I bet you he signed quite a few. Very cool. Here is after the game and after the heroics with Jeff Schiddell.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're working from home. You settle in with a cup of coffee, ready to get the day started. Before you look at that to-do list, turn on your favorite Odyssey sports station on your smart speaker. We'll keep you company and bring you the latest updates from your teams while you tackle your inbox or get ready for another meeting that probably could have been an email. Power through the workday with the entertaining sports coverage you love from the local voices you trust. Just ask your smart speaker to play your favorite station.
The news health course, Jeff Schiddell got the big interview with Travis Bazana.
I put a good swing on it, but I honestly didn't know if it would go. Just getting used to the ballpark, but a little bit towards the end of my bat, I put a good swing on it, and I thought I had a chance, but I wasn't 100% sure.
Will people be talking like Travis Bazana if he is on this meteoric rise? He ends up on the big league roster by the end of the year. Is that even possible, by the way?
Is the Australian accent the easiest one for people to slip into and try? Or is it the English accent?
I would have said Southern accent, although, yeah, that is up there. Everybody tries an Australian accent at some point in their life. But they also try a Boston accent that normally goes poorly.
They do. Yeah, they try it on one show here at the station all the time. And it always goes poorly. The afternoon guys always do a Boston accent, and they both suck at it. And they keep doing it, but okay.
Do you get the feeling that this guy might be magical just because? I know it is very low level of baseball right now for him, especially for him. If you know his background, you know how good he's obviously been. This almost isn't even a challenge for him. Do you think he could be special, or is it way too early?
I think it's pretty early, Anthony. I don't know what... Yeah, he could be special. He's the number one overall pick. Yeah, he probably is. He could be special.
But you don't think there's something like, is that his first home game? He hits a grand slam. You don't think as a fan, you start to think, wow, that guy could do that already? You'd think he'd be facing pressure.
Yes, general fans would think
attention.
That, yeah.
Always Kent Carman thing.
I think that he is.
No big deal. Anybody could do that?
No, not no big deal. Not everybody could do that. I don't think anybody could play minor league baseball. So I would say not everybody can do that. I'm just saying that.
You seem very underwhelmed, I guess, is
what I'm
saying.
There's been plenty of guys who have gone up and hit a lot of home runs in minor league baseball and haven't made such a big splash. He's the number one overall. I like how you're trying to back me into a corner to say something bad about Travis Bazzano.
I just don't think very
It's a very nice thing
that
you're doing over there.
Did you want him to draft Condon? That's what it started to sound
like. No, that's not what it is. Not what it was. You're not going to work me into some silly shoot.
6,532 in attendance.
That's a nice number,
that's
folks.
That's very nice.
Now, here's
that's
the
a
thing.
Nice ballpark,
too. That was between the doubleheader. There were two games yesterday.
All right.
And if you watch the clip, it doesn't look like 6,500 people were there. Just saying.
It looks like 12,000?
Sure.
They say 93,000 were there for WrestleMania 3.
Yeah.
You ask Dave Meltzer what that real number is. It'll start telling you about AEW. Anyway, coming up at 8:40 this morning, LA Knight, WWE superstar. Go ahead.
All right. So, still a lot of fallout from the trade deadline. You mentioned in the very first segment, how one of the potential targets for the Guardians, there were some concerning medicals surrounding him. Meanwhile, Jake Peavy said, hey, it's not all the Guardians' fault.
The guy wasn't out there. The Terrence Skubal wasn't available. Crochet wasn't available. There was not a difference maker in your biggest need, which was a starting pitcher. And so I think you smartly addressed that within the market. You look what the Houston Astros gave up for Kikuchi. For how many ever 10 starts? They gave up three big prospects, a couple major league ready guys. You're not going to do that in Cleveland. You're going to smartly build for the future.
So Jake Peavy sounds like a Dolan apologist, Kenny. According to some fans that are out there. Jake Peavy was on Afternoon Drive yesterday.
We might hear from another Dolan apologist coming up at 6:40.
But what he did say, that there just wasn't the market. I mean, everybody had been telling everybody that for the better part of 2 months. So why the angst? Why was everybody so up in arms that they didn't go get an incredible arm at the deadline? And Jake Peavy's following the sport. He's like, yeah, they couldn't. There wasn't going to be a guy.
Because history plays in. We've been sellers at that. We had Victor Martinez cry at his locker once in the clubhouse. That sticks with a fan base.
Yeah.
So yeah, people want to be excited. They want to go out. They want to have a shopping spree. These are fantasy things. This is not real to them, and I can understand that. But you and I have to look at some of the actual things that can happen and go, hey, if the player isn't available, the player isn't available. If you don't have the wherewithal or you don't want to overpay, I can't advocate for them to make a bad deal just to make the deal to placate me as a fan. Now, like if, say, Jack Flaherty goes out there and he's just amazing down the stretch and you had the wherewithal to go after him because they gave up their third best prospect, he might be better than any of the prospects. The Dodgers did. He might be better than any of the projects, or the Tigers might think he's better than any of the prospects that we had before or that we have this year. Or there's the possibility that, and I still don't understand this and I think it's dumb, but the Tigers just wouldn't trade with us because we're in the same division. And I told you a million times how many reasons I think that's stupid. But if you don't have the wherewithal, you're still not just going to make a stupid trade just to make a stupid trade and put yourself in arrears. So we'll see how it goes throughout the rest of the season.
All right, we had more Olympic action yesterday.
Yes,
United States topples South Sudan to make the Olympic basketball quarters. They were talking yesterday on Afternoon Drive on whether or not just winning these games at all matters to fans, or if they have to be total blowouts, whether that has to be annihilation. But they have advanced to the quarters. One of the big stories there is that Jason Tatum, who did not play in the previous game, started in this game. Joel Embiid started on the bench. Also, I watched some swimming yesterday. I watched the French's prodigy, that Marchand, come from behind to beat the Hungarian. It was actually awesome. They showed Michael Phelps was watching with Mike Tirico, and he was losing his mind, rooting for him to come from behind. So there was very good theater. Ledecky wins her 8th gold, and now is talking about 2028. And Jimmer Fredette in pain yesterday, 3-on-3 basketball. They dropped another one.
3x3.
Very sad news. Owen's been locked
in. That's what us X-heads call it.
That is what the X-heads call it. You guys, I'm surprised you're not there watching Jimmer Fredette.
Well,
and
I went to the big 3x3 bar in town.
Oh, they were watching it. They weren't protesting.
Of course.
Thought they were boycotting.
I didn't get to see any of it.
I thought you were watching something earlier.
Very
when
busy
we were
yesterday.
On the phones.
No. Oh. Yeah, I was watching Browns and Ravens from last year.
Do you watch the first half
That's
or the second half?
That's 11x11, as we call it.
I was actually, we were in the middle of the second half as I was going through it yesterday.
Oh, that was the good half.
Mm-hmm. Only the good half. By the way, what's going on with Michigan?
We have a notice of allegations, Kenny, and one report from Chris Ballas of On3 suggests the NCAA could potentially seek a 1 or 2 year postseason ban for Michigan.
You have drawn the ire of the marble mouth in Crawford County. I'm just going to say that he is refuting some of these claims by this Chris Ballas.
Oh, is that right?
He's texting me. My phone is blowing
up.
He's one of the guys who get through Do Not Disturb, and he is, let me have it.
Well, I've assumed all along that Michigan was not going to get hammered the way that especially Ohio State fans were hoping, because part of it is the head coach bailed, knew the punishment was coming. He left for the NFL.
Yeah.
My guess is, and it's speculation, but it kind of makes sense if you think about it.
I don't know.
Had an assistant coach that was certainly led a cheating operation that was very comprehensive, in which I said at the time, stealing signs, I don't think it's that big of a deal. But it's when you lie to NCAA investigators about it. And the Big Ten, they suspended Jim Harbaugh for 3 games because they weren't buying a lot of what they were selling.
I know no one believes me because you've literally convinced people that I hate Ohio State, and I don't, to the point that I have strangers making jokes to me about it. In town, in Streetsboro, I'm being harassed because they think I'm a Michigan fan, and I'm not.
No.
Oh, man.
If this were going on with Ohio State, I go, so what? You got your national championship. Who cares?
Yeah.
You got your national championship. I think they're going to try to nail him to the wall, but I think there's so many things now that have made the NCAA toothless, where they've only become...
Right.
It's the NCAA is only an entity for fans to scream at. Like when radio show hosts go on these big, long rants at the NCAA, I'm going, why don't you yell at school presidents? Why don't you yell at ESPN? That's really who runs college football, but no one wants to say that.
I think the bigger question is, Roger Goodell was big on suspending Jim Tressel after he received the punishment from the NCAA. Would Harbaugh...
Yeah, okay.
Roger Goodell's the one that said it.
Yeah.
So it was easy. Think Roger Goodell's changed his mind?
Yeah, because he's not Jim Tressel didn't become a head coach. Yeah, he's definitely changed his mind. It's easy to quote-unquote suspend a consultant. It's easy to do that. If Mike Vrabel had some sort of a problem before, I don't understand where the impropriety would come from since he was a Tennessee head coach, mm-hmm. but if we found out something from Ohio State...
So if Roger Goodell was asked...
Yeah, I suspend him for 8 games here as a consultant. Well, he ain't going to the game anyway, so...
If Roger Goodell... Let's say Harbaugh got, like, a ban of some sort from the NCAA, like mm-hmm. the show cause and everything. Then they came to Roger Goodell and said, hey, Terrell Pryor, you suspended Jim Tressel in the NFL. Why are you not suspending Jim Harbaugh?
What would be his answer? If Roger Goodell... suspends Jim Harbaugh at any time for anything that happened in Michigan, we can go right out here on Huron Road, and I'll let you and Owen and Mitch a dozen eggs each. Throw them at me.
Oh, I don't get. I agree with you. I'm just wondering what would he say.
Yeah.
What would be his answer?
I'm finally in.
I don't know what his answer would be.
Goodell doesn't run away from this stuff.
Yeah, I don't,
and he did set a precedent. So how does he now go back on the precedent?
I don't know what it would be, other than. Does Jim Tressel have, or does Jim Harbaugh have any deniability that's plausible at all? A la Krzyzewski.
They know that somebody within the program deleted texts once the NCAA came asking, and that's part
Jim,
of the penalty.
If it's not Jim who deleted texts, what are you going to be? I don't even know if that guy has a smartphone. I have no idea. I'm sure they'll make up a story that'll be perfectly fine for him not to suspend him. Is that it for about
that's
last
it,
night?
For about last night.
Outstanding. Outstanding. And if Jim Tressel became a head coach of the Cleveland Browns at that time, he wouldn't have suspended Jim Tressel. It's a head coach. Hall of Fame game tonight. 8 p.m., 92.3 The Fan. Listen to it. It's fantastic. You're going to love it. Houston, Chicago, honoring Hall of Famers. Great time for everybody. By the way, I got a thought on week one coming up here in a bit. We got Jason Lloyd at 7:20. It's a packed show today. Jason Lloyd, 7:20. We have Mary Kay Cabot coming up at 8. Also, 8:40, we have L.A. Knight, WWE superstar. And yesterday at the end of the show... Us three got in a fight over Mike Vrabel and whether or not he should have a game day presence at the stadiums during Browns games with the coaching staff. Talk about that coming up later on. 216-474-0092. Tome, it's a big series tonight. Guardians host Baltimore for a four-game set right here at Progressive Field. Correct? It's right here at Progressive Field. I know they had to clean up that thing. Okay, good.
Yeah, Def Leppard.
I want to make sure they
sugar all over the outfield.
Yeah, I want to make sure they clean up all that sugar there. So you got a four-game set against the Birds starting tonight. And Lyman, you had a rant. You had the rant of all rants. And I would say I was just so I couldn't help but chuckle because I was so taken aback. I did not see you doing that yesterday before the show. You didn't say anything about it. You kept it close to the vest. But you didn't give anything away like you were going to do that. And I was like, whoa, this is unbelievable what you're saying here. And I couldn't say, you know, losers and dorks and things like that. I might call some people a dork.
You say things a thousand times. You just don't say it on the mic. You say exponential.
Not about fans.
Yes, you
not
do.
Not about fans. Who?
Yes,
who?
You
what?
Do.
What fans? Name
oh, now
six.
You want me to just out the
what
things
fans?
That you say about people that tweet you that you disagree with
who?
But they think you love
who?
Them? You
who?
Are the you are the cruelest person
who?
I've ever seen
who?
Off the mic.
Oh, and, who?
And then the
who?
Mic comes up and goes, oh,
this
dorks.
Is the biggest lie
dorks.
You've ever told on the
you
radio.
You called them
this
silly.
The biggest
I
lie you've ever told on the radio.
Kent, do you want to get Landry on the phone?
I said it.
Do you want to get Keith on the phone?
Landry,
do we want to get ex-employees you threw staplers at?
I didn't
do
throw staplers.
Do we want to see
no,
it?
I still work here.
Mount
hold
Olympus,
on.
The
hold
eruptions
on.
That happened
hold
with
on.
Ken Carmen.
I know this is a big gag to you.
Not a big
I've
gag
never
at all.
Thrown any staplers at anybody. I threw a stapler in a trash can. There was never anybody.
And a water bottle.
Hey. There was never anybody
bottle.
In anybody's general direction. I'm serious about that. You can't be saying that stuff. That's HR stuff. I've never done any of that.
Oh,
okay?
My God.
Ever
but
in my
you,
life, I've never done that.
But you called a guy a dork.
I never
coming
called
from
a,
Ken Carman.
I, on my children, I've never
oh,
called
God.
A I've never called a
okay.
person tweeting at me a dork.
Okay. Okay.
I've never done
You've
it.
Never done it.
I've never done it.
Never done it.
I've never called him a loser.
You've never made fun of somebody that tweets the show off the air
who?
Behind their back. You've never
who?
Done it. You've never done it.
Maybe some guy who cussed me out. Maybe that.
It's unbelievable.
Anybody who's nice to me, I've never said anything.
I this
or
is,
I've said it to them.
This is the biggest two-faced thing I've ever seen in my
this
life.
Is,
we
you,
have fun.
No, I'm not
we
responding
have fun
to this.
All the
I'm
time.
I'm not responding to
Kenny,
that.
Kenny, we have fun all the time about the weirdos that reach out to you and ask you for favors, and you're acting like this isn't happening.
No, because they some I said there is some of them that get a little bit weird.
But I don't like to call names.
I don't call them losers
coming
or dorks.
From Ken Carman. This is unbelievable.
I don't call them losers or dorks. What
okay.
are you doing? Why
I,
do you
see,
insist on doing
I can
this?
Tell how mad you're getting that you know that it's ridiculous
it's true.
That you called me out
you're
for saying something
thousands
that
of
you
people.
Said things a thousand times worse
I have not
and
said,
you're trying to
oh,
make
yeah,
me out to be the
people
bad guy.
I've said a thousand times worse to hell. I did it about a guest we had yesterday
I can't
for crying
wait till
out
the,
loud.
I can't
but
wait
I'm just
for the
telling
text.
You, I'm just telling you, I've never said it
already
to a listener.
Them. Already getting them.
From who?
You know who.
Oh, from Keith?
You know who.
You focus on your own show, Keith, and I've said it all about you as well. I don't say it to perfect strangers. It just burns your ass that I'm nice to people.
You're not nice. That's the whole point. It's a fake nice.
It's not fake.
People know. They know. People know.
It is real.
They know.
It is real.
My good friends.
On my kids.
My good friends of Cleveland.
That is not true.
That's the disclaimer to make you feel good at night when you go to bed and put your head on the pillow.
You love it. You love it. Yep, this whole time.
Because you wouldn't get that defensive if you knew I wasn't telling the truth.
No, because I get defensive of it because people start to believe you about these sort of things.
But people names yesterday, something I would never do as a responsible talk show host in Cleveland, Ohio in my 12 years.
I've never called people losers.
I've never been mean. I sign autographs and I send handwritten apologies and notes to coaches.
It's a shame.
To set myself apart from everybody else. Because when behind their back what I really say about them we can't say
yous.
On the air.
I send handwritten thank you cards. By the way, I hope Ross Bjork got my thank you card.
He did. Actually,
okay,
he
I wanted
did.
To make sure. Him and Jerry Emig, nice folks.
He said,
thanks
what
for
am I getting that from a Michigan
but the
fan
is,
who
is
roots
you,
against Ohio State every day?
And that's another
day.
Lie you started about me. I'm tired of you making lies up about me. It burns your
that
ass
that
nice. I'm genuinely nice to people.
Genuine.
I am genuinely not.
The fact that he has
to
say
myself.
Genuine.
I don't need to defend myself.
You wouldn't have to say genuine if you were truly genuine, but go ahead.
I don't.
Anyway.
The phone's just lighting up now. I don't need to defend myself. I don't need to defend myself. There's been like one person. I will say this, all right? There was one person. You know this. I confided this in you because I felt so bad doing it where I had to ignore them because it was, can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Can you do this? Like, he shook my hand and then it was just nothing but, there was a couple things I did and then it was like, no, I'm going, you're just hitting me up for things. There's no friendship here. What are we doing? I was upset about.
I do remember that guy. Okay. That was absurd.
And Owen agreed with me.
That was absurd.
Because you guys were saying you can't let yourself be just taken advantage of like this. You're being taken advantage of, Ken. Stop. And I said, okay, I'm just going to cut off all communications with this person. And that's what I did. I try to be nice to people, damn it. What is wrong with trying to be nice? I'm glad you got the reaction you wanted out of this.
Well, I don't know that we've accomplished anything here. And zero. Yet I want to do this segment again.
Zero.
Next
segment. Zero. We've accomplished nothing. Nothing at all. Damn you.
By the way, I do wholeheartedly apologize to the people I called dorks and losers yesterday. That was very sad and unprofessional. The very vocal minority loser faction of the fan base.
You don't really need to apologize to them because it seemed 95% of the people agreed with you.
Oh, you're just talking to the dorks on social media.
But it's a big series coming up this weekend.
It is a big series.
Starting
Let's
tonight.
Go. Let's go.
For your rant.
Let's go.
Because if the Guardians were to lose 3 of 4, I think that Monday morning is going to be a lot different for you. For the people who were calling you a Dolan apologist and saying you were a water boy for him.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.